Hey guys, this week we have another episode sponsored by Strong University. Make sure you get in tune with all of the merch, all of the hot shit at stronguniversity.online. Catch them on Instagram as well at Strong University.
It's no more ordinary lifestyle. We living for the moment, talking right now. She from out of town, she trying to book a flight to me right now. She wanna fuck with a nigga from the Chi-Town. Chi-Town. Chi-Town.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Away Before It's the Podcast. It's your girl Bree Story.
It's your girl Drea P.
It's Aja No Asia.
We have another special guest this week. Four is in the building. What's poppin'?
What's going on? I thought I was family.
I thought you were gonna say something crazy.
I thought I was family, but I'm a guest now.
Oh.
Yikes. That's the rewind.
Nobody told him that he's been disowned. Okay.
He's up on our couch like he was famous.
It was. You got snoring?
Yes.
I told you if I did. No.
A little bit.
Are you a sleep talker?
Sleepwalking.
You sleepwalk, but you don't sleep talk?
Yes, you do.
Because you were talking a little. You said a couple things. Anyway.
So we got the third show.
No, I'm just kidding. Right. He's told us all of his truth while he slept. Okay, so let's go ahead and check in. Physically, I feel limber. Mm. I feel loose. Mm. Emotionally, I feel, shut your mouth. Emotionally, I feel joy. My attention is currently on all of the written work that I have to get done today. And I'm missing something. Spiritually, I feel amazing.
Mm. Physically, I feel my rotator cuff is acting up again. I slept on it wrong, and I just jinxed myself because I just was talking about how good it was doing, and now it's sore. But whatever. Okay. Emotionally, I feel conflicted. My attention's on the week that's just coming up, you know, just work and things. Mm-hmm. And then spiritually, I feel like I have to just figure it out. I don't know what I feel, but I gotta figure
related.
It out.
She said, yeah. Cool. Thank you.
Hey, y'all. It's me. I cannot stand it when you do this. They know you. Yeah, so I'm just letting them know it's me. Like, it's not nobody else.
It's the fat pussy princess.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Not in front of family. Anyway. So, physically, I feel rest that I took like a half day at work today, and I came home and went to sleep, and I woke up and I didn't even know what time it was. I slept so good. So I feel rested and yeah, ready for tomorrow. Emotionally, I feel good. We had a come to Jesus meeting this week. Our team did, and I just feel really good. I feel like some things are on the horizon for us, so y'all better be watching. Attention is on. My attention is on Facebook.
Like bone crusher. Attention.
My attention is on Facebook and how ignorant y'all are with this whole revealing what happened on shows before people get to watch them. That really kind of blows me. Like, I actually slapped the fuck out of y'all.
Who did that? What show?
Everybody. Talk about power. Like, don't do that. Like, and I'm not going to say it because by Wednesday, still people might not have watched it yet.
Right.
But, like, why would you tell what happened on the show? Like, right. That's so rude.
I agree. I'm so sorry.
Anyway, though. And spiritually, I feel good. I feel positive. Just, I'm gathering myself.
Yes.
So... yeah, my fruit basket is full. I'm gathered. Get it?
I like that. That's actually really good right there. That's really good. Four, how are you feeling today? Well rested, I hope.
Power nap. I'm all right.
I'm not mad at that. I actually appreciate your willingness and your ability to just, you know,
so still
say, well, there's a couch. And I'm just going
to... I just have to be honest, you know.
No, I appreciate it.
I told you I thought we was family, but... Once again, I get it. And guess.
Oh.
So we won't sell the pictures that we took of you online then, since we family.
Damn. Shade room.
It's the best place to be. Besides the petty parlor, but. Anyway, cool. Is that it? You got anything else? Any revelations this week for? Any crazy things? Any?
Right now, I'm just getting a couple of crazy text messages, but ooh. It's always something, right?
I understand. Well,
read them.
So you can give up the exclusive.
Well,
okay, great. So this
got
is
you said the show water. I didn't drink the water.
Oh, you drank his water?
Like I said, we family.
You, no, we poured that for you.
No, that's yours.
Oh, this one's mine?
Yeah, he was still asleep.
Ah,
yeah.
Cool, right.
Yeah, yeah. Don't worry about it. Cool, so this week in the Discovery Zone, I want to ask a question because I heard this on the G-Spot, Kendra G, the G-Spot on WGCI.
Yeah.
This past week, and I was like, I heard this because a lot of people call in or write in or however they do the G. I think they call in, like leave a message for the G Spot. And every once in a while, I hear something that's extra OC, and I'm like, nah, we gotta talk about this. So, this is what I discovered via the G Spot. A woman called in and said, Kendra G, what should I do? I have a man, I love him, and I want us to get married, and I want him to take me seriously. But lately, the only time he wants to have sex with me is if he lets his boys join. Huh. What do I do?
Oh, wow.
So what do you mean? Basically, she has a sexual relationship with her man. Her man, a person that she calls her man.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But he is only interested in
choo-choo,
running a train on her with his friends. And she allows it. And if he, and she, when she tries to initiate sex any other time, he doesn't really seem interested unless his friends are involved.
Yeah.
And he like, Big Mike, she wanna fuck y'all.
But he said that they're together, and she says that she doesn't want to jeopardize their relationship.
He don't care about you, sis.
And he, okay.
Oops, sorry.
Let's get right into it, because I heard this, because this was something that I feel like, you know, at this day and age, we've seen it all, heard it all, you know, all on social media and stuff, but that's something I have never heard
and
before.
It's also okay, like, because, you know, everyone is more, well, not more, but, like, things are different, like you just say, with the day and age. People are more fluid, willing to try things. So it's like, that part of it's fine, but, like, that's the only time.
Yeah.
Well,
she can't even give him no head without her being there. That's crazy.
Like, you getting a train ran on you is not the issue. The issue is that you're on. No, it's not. If that's something that she enjoys, do you, girl? But, like, the only thing is the fact that she's saying that she initiates sex and he doesn't want
it. Like, what?
Unless his friends are involved. Like, that's, I don't know.
Or maybe he's just trying to convert.
And yeah, like that's what I was about to say. And in my experience, not that I've ever had a train run on me. See, I was gonna fuck that up.
Oh, you okay?
Sorry. Yeah. No, you're good. In my experience, like knowing guy friends, like my brothers and stuff, like I've never heard of anybody like running a train on their girlfriend.
Yeah, that's wild.
Not their girlfriend.
Why not their girlfriend?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like for what do you think she should do?
I mean, if that ain't what she into, you know what I mean? She shouldn't be put into a forced situation.
But should she be, like, but she obviously, like, submits to, she's not saying, like, that they come and they rape her. She's saying that, like, her boyfriend convinces her every time they have sex that they should do it as a group. And so she's just like, okay, whatever, fine. But she doesn't really want to do that.
So, see,
I mean, agree to disagree. That's what it should be. I mean, like,
you shouldn't
be in a relationship. Like, I know me personally, I don't want to be with no woman where it's like everything I say, she's just like, yes. You know what I mean? I want you to say, you know, have your own point of view.
That was going to be my point. Like, the word convinced really bothers me because it's like, girl, like, she's not thinking from a clear mind. She's clearly, like, biased. Like, that's her man. She wants to please him. But
then you
turn around and say you don't really want to do it, girl.
Right. Because, like, I believe that when you're in a relationship, I believe that I don't believe in telling my partner no. But the thing is, when you don't get to that point until you know each other's boundaries. So I'm coming with that attitude knowing that my partner is going to bring no shit to me that he know for a fucking fact I'll treat the fuck out of you. Like, if my boyfriend came and was like, okay, so here's the thing. I'm trying to spice it up. So I'm thinking, like,
Jamal.
Me and, like, three of my homeboys... Like, we discovered, like, knock your shit off real quick. And I don't even know how I react to that. Like, I don't, like, I'm curious to know how that started. Because you couldn't, like, it's hard to believe that the first time you had sex with him, it was a train. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. So how did it become, like, ooh, here's, I got an idea. Like, What?
They probably was doing some experiment type shit.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be cool if anything, like.
I mean, if that, like, I don't even think that is an issue, but it's like, now that you're at a point, because even if in the beginning, even if it was her idea, even if in the beginning you wanted this wholeheartedly, now you're at a point where you don't, and you're scared that you're going to lose your man because of it. If that's how you feel, you don't need to be with him.
And it's just like, it's kind of like, what man really wants his his boy smashing his girl? Like, exactly. If you want to be into some stuff, then, like, sure, have a random smasher, like, do that kind of thing. But your boys? Like, why are you okay with that?
Because the first thing they say, and they get into an argument, like, bitch, nigga, I had your bitch, you know, something like that. And then it's all out war.
I've said that to a dude once.
That's even worse.
Dudes do not like it when people say, well, I fucked your bitch.
But you know what? You know what's crazy, though? Like, for real, like, I know some women that's into that, but see, that's different. Like, you know what I'm saying? That he's, like, you know, provoking it.
Right. Yeah. He's the one that's bringing it to her. And even, like, the fact that she feels like she can't not do that. Like, she feels like she doesn't have the right to say, like, oh, well, I just want us to have sex just us this time. Like,
yeah, she's scared to ask.
Right. Him. Like, she's like, I don't want him to feel. Like, that's what's crazy to me. It seems like a deeper rooted issue than the actual sex. It seems like a lot of manipulation is happening. And I hope she get out of that. Yeah. I didn't stick around to hear the aftermath of what the aftermath. The aftermath. That's a superhero.
There's another man that comes in after the train and fucks her sister.
Oh, that's petty. Man. And he's nasty.
And what's going to happen if she come out pregnant? Now she don't know who the daddy
that's
is.
True. I mean, I hope they have a protected trains, but a protected train is a thing. Anyway, so yeah, I mean, that's all I have for the discoveries on. I just thought that was cool.
It's really crazy.
I'm sorry, girl.
Yeah, just remove yourself up out of that.
Yeah, but in other news, though, so we're going to hop on her train and we're going to ride over to the petty parlor. And speaking of sexual activity, Usher, what is going on with you, man?
Didn't that break your heart?
I didn't feel any type of way about it. I'm just so numb to the celebrity
bullshit
news and, you know, gossip or whatever. But so for those of you who don't know, Usher has been giving the people that the gift that keeps on giving. a story just developed that a young lady is suing him for giving her herpes. Uh-huh. It just so happens that the young lady was actually in his wedding to Tamika. Uh-huh. What's her original name? I was going to say Scott, and that's Shorty from Escape. And I don't want to
start a real rumor.
But Tamika Raymond, okay? So yeah. When he got married to Tamika, Usher got married to Tamika, this young lady was in their wedding.
In the bridal party.
Yeah, she was a bridesmaid.
Like,
and
not an Usher.
No.
She was a bridesmaid.
She gave him, he gave her herpes. So.
And this was a while ago. This was like, they said it was like 2012, maybe?
Oh, what's happening now? She getting her
first
outbreak?
I don't know why it's out. Paperwork. That's what some paperwork leaked because they have court documents.
Right.
Because he paid her. Right. He already paid her off. Like to like you know keep it cute basically. But she was suing him for a good fucking reason because that's illegal. Like you have to
let people know.
You have to disclose your
Depending on what state you're in. Sometimes you don't. I don't think.
Whoa. No, I think with herpes you definitely do. With things that don't go away, you definitely do. Especially in the states where that is illegal.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think you have to always.
Oh, you said certain states.
Yeah.
When you said states, I thought you meant like what stage you're in with your
herpes.
Oh yeah, that's what I thought too. I was like,
if you have herpes, you have herpes, Aja.
No. But yeah, so Usher.
See. You know, when I read that headline, I just figured, you know, none of that is my business. Like, y'all handle that. My issue with that headline was he messed around with somebody in his wife's bridal party. Could you not? Can you just not?
Like, maybe it was on some, they both was, you know, she wasn't talking to Tamika no more. He's divorced from Tamika.
Not if you was in my wedding party, no.
Oh,
that's
never?
Just a no for you.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but. So, Ford, tell us about your first STD.
Wow.
Luckily,
I'm a virgin.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. That's the way to live. Yeah. That is a good way to live, G. I'm
waiting on marriage. You know, I'm waiting on marriage.
That's cute. That's a good idea. I mean,
what if God brings you a wife who can't fuck?
Well, that's messed up.
You gonna cheat on her?
Yep.
Cheating her?
Yeah.
You're a cholo.
That's a chola.
Whatever.
Not all, you're a cholo. She's so racist. Cool. So, yeah, Usher is very petty about that.
Yeah. I mean, and that's crazy to hear. I mean, not really. Not really, because he's been out since he was 15. He's been smashing girls.
Oh. I was like,
so I'm not surprised that he has something. I'm just saying, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I was surprised about that. I don't know. Like,
I feel like it came
really
out
makes you, it really makes you think, though. There's probably so many celebrities with.
But you know what's what's also crazy is STDs. To me, I feel like the people just brush over it. Like when Charlie Sheen came out and said he had
HIV.
I feel like they talked about it for like 2 days and now no one cares about it.
I mean, because the issue with Charlie Sheen was that he was also having sex with women and not disclosing his condition. But so yeah, I do agree with that. Like, it does seem like it's only a thing if it's like some sort of scandal or allegation. But like the fact that he just simply has an STD is like, oh, everybody does though. Or everybody contracts one day. Like, no, sir. Yeah, sounds
scary.
Sounds fucking terrible.
So that's what you have to look forward to when you lose your virginity for.
My mama told me I should have like say.
Yeah.
Well, I should.
Like, I mean, but you know, some of that stuff go right through.
Yeah. Is that strong, huh? Well, guess I'll be masturbating.
Good idea. There are lots of ways to keep yourself safe. There's
swiping the noodle.
He's gonna have a strong forearm.
That was good. That was actually very good.
Sorry, strong.
Oh, okay, everybody.
From the gym.
Okay, because he's a virgin.
From the gym, man. Right?
He's a virgin. Gym, okay. Thank you for that news. Those newses. That news in the Fetty Parlor. Let's take a break.
Hello again. As you know, this week's episode is brought to you by Strong University, and Strong University would like to give you a gift. But there is a catch. Go to the Away With Words, the podcast YouTube channel, and watch the review of Black & Crew Chicago Season 3 premiere. Look for the secret word. The first person to comment the secret word under our promo this week gets a free gift. Compliments of Strong University.
And we're back. But so as you know, this is Four's Floor. It's all about four right now.
Not three.
Or two or one. See, we passed up all of those to get to four. Yeah. So, I mean, I think we did a really, really good job. So one of the things that I definitely wanted to ask you for, if somebody's first time witnessing you was on this last episode, which was the first episode of the season three premiere, what is it that you want people to know about you? Because you were really quiet this episode. There wasn't a lot...
I mean, honestly, here goes. Honestly, like I'm a very observant person. So like, I'm careful on what I say, you know what I'm saying? And where I put my energy. So, like once again, like I said, by me being so observant, I pay attention to everything that was going on in the room and try to figure out a way to solve it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's like, if everybody's yelling and doing all this and that, it's like, who's gonna be the problem solver? You know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
good.
I could yell too, but it's like, all right, now we all damn near yelling. Now it's, now it's the jungle. You know what I mean?
So you're the mediator.
Yeah, I'm the mediator, try to figure it out, you know, and, you know, as much as I can, you know what I mean? Because we all adults, you know what I mean? But it's like, if it's family, you know, you go fight, you go through hell and back with them, so.
Right.
And I think throughout the three seasons, I think you've been consistent with that.
Honestly, I'm not just that type of person, you know. Yeah. Like, my bad that, you know, when a TV show came, like, my temper already calmed down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I've been through so much.
Right.
And now it's like, you know, I just, I'm really careful on where I put my energy.
Yeah.
I take a lot of my anger out, frustration out in the studio, so. You know, I keep those things away from, you know, putting that energy on the floor with my friends.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
What if you would have been like, I take a lot of my energy and frustrate out on women.
I run a lot of trains. Just beat girls up. I just beat them up. No, that's awesome. So would you say that, well, obviously, that would mean that your personality in the studio and with your music is way different. And what other ways do you think your persona as an artist is way different than what we've seen from Black Ink, or even, you know, people who kick it at 9 Mag, who think they know you?
I got one of those text messages again. What'd you say?
I was waiting.
We about to read these, y'all.
No, we don't read them. No. How do you think your persona is, what other ways do you believe your persona as an artist is different from who you are in the family show. And IMAG?
It's separate, you know, like, yeah. It's a tattoo shop, and when I'm in the studio, like, it's kind of like when people see me out, you know, I'm super chill, like I am right now, but, like, when I get on the stage, it's like, I perform, you know yeah. what I mean, I'm gonna give you a show, like, a lot of, you know, people just rap, but, like, a lot of people don't know how to put on a dope performance, you yeah. know, a real show, so, like, I put all my energy into that. You know what I mean? Then once I get up back off stage, I'm back normal like it never happened.
Chilling.
Yeah, chilling.
That's impressive.
I just know how to transform. I just kind of transform. You know yeah. what I'm saying?
And can I just say that Forrest's music is just phenomenal.
Thank you, man.
With a PH. Yes. Lots of alliteration here today.
PH.
One time I was at the shop, and I think you were playing some old stuff.
Okay.
And I just was like, let me, because I had never heard nothing before.
Right.
I'm like, let me see what this is about. And I'm just talking about just beats, lyrics, just metaphors, everything is just metaphor. We are on a roll today, you hear me? But no, it's really great music, and I can really see, like, your personality come out in your music also. So,
I blanked out.
That's awesome. I'm gonna say thank you since Forrest still texting. So have you chosen a side? So you're the mediator.
I'm on my side. You know what I mean? I'm on 9 Max.
But behind the scenes, who did you go to first to say, dog, you tripping? Yeah. As a brother.
It was like, you know, I reached out to one just as fast as I reached out to the other, so it was kind of the same time.
That's impossible.
So you threw like, what I've been, yep.
Group message.
Like, look, y'all both in the city right here. Figured it out, you know, but,
yeah.
You know,
Did you talk about one behind the back?
No. I just listen to both sides. Like I know, yeah. in the real world, like I know, if I was to eliminate myself out of the equation, you know, a lot of things would go one way in the other. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Versus trying to put them together, like he would do his own thing, mm-hmm. and you know Ryan would do his own thing. But it's like I'm in the middle of dealing with both of them, you know what I'm saying? I see that, you know, it's everything just really just was it's a big misunderstanding, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? And it's just like I'm in the middle of this shit and I'm gonna fight with them to help them get back on track, you know, regardless. That's just what we do. I mean, we've been through too much together, you know
yes.
what I mean? And ain't no man, you know, no adult is gonna always agree, you know what I'm saying, with the next person.
Right. That's so, and you just jogged my thought. It's so crazy to me how men seem so much more skilled at that than women. I feel like women get into it so fucking often, and so often we are done with a bitch so quickly. But I think that men really fight for each other. The way we fight for these niggas, the niggas fight for themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think that men hold grudges. Like, women, like, when we don't like somebody, we, like, kind of be like, just, like, let me stay away from her. Men be like, they'll, like, dap up with them, and they be like, you know, like, that nigga a bitch. Like,
yeah, I fuck this bitch.
Yeah, you know, like, little
I don't know.
Like
I don't know no niggas like that.
Yeah, me either.
I know women like that. I know women who will, like, kiki in your face, and then,
oh, yeah,
like, and I still don't like that bitch. And just so you know, she fucked my man. season premiere. Yeah, I was so upset about that. Anyway. How did you feel about that, Four? How do you feel about Ashley going and talking to Neek? Thank you.
That's my boy. My boy, Neek. I mean.
You wouldn't have let Nikki do that.
Let me see. We could have walked over there together. You know what I'm saying? That's what I would have did. I would have done it like that. You know what I mean? Versus, you know what I mean? Versus you just, you know, thinking it was a bright idea. You know, you can't think, what I learned from experience, you can't, like, in a relationship, you can't think about what's good for you. You got to make sure it's good for the significant other, too. You know what I'm saying? Because it's going to be a problem.
Right now.
Lead by example.
That's fun.
That's good. I feel like, that's
we were both believed.
Yeah, because
that's good. So due to the music, I'm hearing that you are going to be stepping back a little bit from tattoo life, from 9Mag life, from all of this stuff. What is it about your music and your artistry that has you feeling like you don't want to do both? Cause I think you can do both. I think you can do it all, Four. I have faith in you. With a PH.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Then you can even start having sex too.
Nah. It's hard. Getting harder by the day. I'm trying to wait. Okay, this is what it was. When I first started tattooing, put this on the table. I've been doing music first, right? So when I first started doing the tattoo thing, the domino effect was so fast, like, you know, it happened really fast, the transition, and I had to get, you know, good quick, you know what I mean? Like, me doing the tattoo back then was just really, like, off good luck. So, like, once, you know, the skill level started getting there, you know, and there wasn't that many urban artists at the time, you know, we stuck out like a sore thumb. So it was like, you know, people started finding somebody to, you know, connect with and build with and catch on to. So it was me, Ryan, and Van that was pretty much, you know, the main artists in the city. And, like, the money was good. Then I just noticed that, like, I just wasn't happy, you know what I mean? And it was like I was making the money, but I still wasn't doing what I wanted to do, which was the music. Because, like, a lot of my time, you know what I'm saying, got took into the tattoo, you know what I'm saying, tattoo world or whatever. And I stepped away and I moved. I stopped tattooing. I moved to New York. I had a opportunity out there, so I just left everything on the table. I left, you know, all my tattoo equipment, you know what I mean? Left town with only, like, $3,000. I didn't know what was going to happen. And I made it through. I spent, like, 10 months out in New York, you know what I mean? And I started missing home, and I started figuring out, like, you know what? I can do both. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I can. I just got to treat it just like a 9-to-5. Like, you know, I always looked at my situation like a Kanye, because I remember when Kanye, when he was still going to make his beats, he still had to go work his job in River Oaks Mall.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I said, that's just what I got to do then. If I got to one hand wash the other, you know what I mean, in the meantime.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So you talked about when you started, it kind of, it picked up very quick. So did you start late? Tell us a little bit about your background and how you got into tattooing at all.
Oh, well, it was actually one New Year's. We was bored. I was at my friend's house, my homie Jet, who does my tattoos, and my brother was there. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it was New Year's. We had no plans. It was snowing and all that. And he, like, man, he was drunk. He, like, man, dying, like, man, tap me.
Oh.
I'm just laughing, like, man, shut up. I ain't finna tap you. Then, like, we was so bored. Like, nah, just do it. So I had drew something up real quick. And I tattooed him, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, the tattoo wasn't that bad. It just, you know, back then I was going a little deep, you know what I'm saying? But it just took a little minute to heal. But I'm saying, like, the overall, like, the way it looked was cool.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was presented well, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, he was dating this girl that she played on the basketball team. So she seen it and all her teammates seen it. And they were like, man, we all want tattoos. And, like, the next day I had all these clients and I didn't even know how to even set it up properly. Like, it was just only the experience at the time.
Yeah.
And they was really serious trying to pay, and I was just like, man, this is a whole team. I don't even know if I can handle this.
Right.
And I just had to just, man, push through it. You know what I'm saying? It just, you know, had to pick up the pieces. And that's how I kind of met Van, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I met Van, he was dating my sister, and he started tattooing only maybe a couple months before me, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
but he had a little more experience, so he was just like giving me little, you know, tips and tricks or whatever to help me, you know, get the ink on the skin and this and that. But, you know, it's hard being taught. You know, just practice makes perfect.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's how
that's amazing. Like, people like you actually make me sick. Like, people who are just like, I don't know, I just tried it one day, and now I'm so fucking great at it.
Yeah.
But that's awesome.
So with tattooing, you said you just kind of did it. Did you at least draw before, like, growing up and stuff?
Yeah, I used to draw all the time. Like, my mom, that's why I used to beg my mom when I was a kid. Like, she used to, like, go to the store. I'm like, mom, just, man, please bring me a drawing pad and some pencils, please, erasers.
Yeah.
And she's like, always come through. That's all I wanted. And I used to just draw and put all my drawings in, like, a big Aldi's bag and hide them in the closet. Because they was, like, my treasure. I didn't want nobody to touch them.
That's so cute.
That is cute.
Do you still keep your drawings?
No, I don't even draw. If it's not on skin, I don't draw at all.
Wow.
We
should get back to that.
Mm-hmm.
You should do like
20. Honestly, don't
do that. That's like the, like, what, you know, little girls want. Like, I'll give you like 50.
Yeah, draw me a pool bear.
Yeah.
Ew, my name. Ew. My name on his shirt. you know a bitch with who had that on her wall.
Ew. That is gross.
That's awesome.
That's nice. That's fun.
Anything else, ladies? Do you have any questions for us for?
He wants to know how to handle these text messages.
You're not all about to say. I think you should confide in us.
Yes.
I know that women are complicated.
Oh, yes, always.
He's
family stress, y'all.
It's always
let us know if you need us.
They need us.
It looks like whoever it is that you text us should probably knock it the fuck off. So we're just gonna go ahead and get into knock it the fuck off.
Sip shot.
So we're gonna go ahead and knock it the fuck off. And I just want to say to the media, and for I'm sure that you can relate to this with yourself and your peers and everything that's been going on, because you live your life.
I do what
and
I want.
I'm sure you see things on the internet for somebody to misconstrue something that you did.
That's what the bloggers do. That's just what, you know, paparazzi, anything, you know, anything. That's just what they do. They're looking for something to, a way to, you know,
get people to click on their shit.
Yeah, yeah. And it could be a lie, it could be the truth, whatever it is. Like that's their thing. They want to dumb you down. They want to make it. But what people have to understand is, like, you know, you could be a celebrity, you could be whoever you want to be in life. Like, it don't matter how great you is, like, they still, like, the minute you do something wrong, it's like it's like you're in trouble with the whole world. It's like, yeah. I am a human. You know what I'm saying? I'm not Superman. I don't want to be perfect. Yeah. You know what I mean? I go through things like everybody else. It's just that I'm the one in the limelight, so I'm going to get the attention. You know what I'm saying? But it's just like how people blow it up. It's like, bro, you ain't no better than me. Like, you probably even went through something worse than me. You know what I'm saying? But they ain't looking at it from that perspective. They looking at it like, oh, no, you this person, and you wrong. You know what I'm saying? Because they feel like their opinion counts more than what your decision was.
Right. Exactly.
What's like the wildest thing you've heard about yourself or the show?
I'm dealing with something right now.
Oh, we got to get into
it. We can talk about what's going on right now. Like, you know, like.
Here we go.
So, you know, I'm dealing with, you know, so my girl Nikki just, you know, asked me, like, she just sent me a picture of this girl, like, yo, who is she? And I'm like, oh, that's my homegirl from yada yada. And we just cool, you know what I'm saying? But what it was, I guess, brought to her guy reached out to my girl, you know what I'm saying? He's telling her, like, oh, man, your guy tried to take my girl on a date. Bro, I haven't seen her. I met her. She's a waiter. I haven't seen the woman because the place is closed down. The restaurant I met her at is closed down. Mm-hmm. This is, like, season one, you know what I'm saying? So I haven't even seen this person, but it's just, like, it just goes to show you, like, people will find anything, you know what I'm saying,
to talk about.
If they insecure in a relationship or they mad at somebody and they want to go mess somebody else day up, and it's like whatever it is, and it's like me and her cool. If you mad at our personal friendship, you know what I'm saying, not even a personal friend, because I don't know her that well, you know what I'm saying, right. I only know her a little bit, you know what I'm saying, when I see her out, we say hey,
right.
I don't even got a phone number, you know what I'm saying, but it's just like stuff like that, people are just willing to create something out of nothing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's just what it is, you know what I'm saying? But I get all kind of crazy stuff, you know what I'm saying? You'll get people that threaten you. You'll get chicks that's willing to do whatever. You know what I mean? It's just
get a lot of pussy pics in your DMs?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. I get a lot of that, you know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
But it's even crazy though, like, what's really funny, like what I just kind of noticed now, it's on a regular, right? But it's when the show's airing is when it comes the most, right? And so it's like sometimes I see, like, if I get, sometimes I get the same picture I got season one. Like, hold on, you still shooting?
Like, that's
why. That old dusty ass. Like, come on, man. Get this 2-year-old pussy.
That's crazy. So with that being said, like, how do you feel, just overall, how do you feel about having your love life played out on a...
Honestly, for me, it's definitely a lot because, like, even social media is a lot. Like, I was always a person that was, like, away from, like, you know, all the social media. I never did social media. You know what I'm saying? And it was a woman I was dating a few years ago. She just kept telling me, you need to get on, do this and that. And, you know, I mean, it was good for business. At the time, I took it for business. Right. I'm like, okay, well, I do tattoo. Here you go. I'm going to just flood it, you know, and I just uploaded every tattoo I ever did.
Yeah.
And, it helped for the business side. But as far as, like, doing relationship goals on there, it's a lot because it's like, you know, you got fake pages, people gonna like you, some people gonna say something negative, and then it's like, you know, my page gotta be open to the public, you know what I'm saying, especially like, you know, this platform and then what's going on right now. So it's just like, you know, it's good, and you know, it's good and bad, you know what I'm saying. So you know,
that just made me think, and I wonder, do you guys see the show as the first time, like how we all see it?
Yes.
So that's you guys the crazy don't get part. Any like, pre
No, not at all. I wish. Wow. I wish. Like, that's the thing. Like, literally when everyone's watching, we're watching because we don't know how they don't know. Yeah, because they can switch it all up and make today look like yesterday and yesterday look like today. So yeah. you just got to stay in tune and see. And then, like, once you see how they're doing, it's like, all right, cool. This the ride we going. All right. You know what I'm saying?
So knowing that, with this being the third season, have you kind of watched what you've done this season, like comparing them?
I'm in the mix this season. All I gotta say is I'm in the mix this season.
Ooh. All the cast that's come through just keep saying it. Like,
I'm fully in the mix this season.
Yeah, this is definitely bound to be a good one. Back to fuck the media. Fuck the media, man. Because I'm real mad at the way. Basically, you probably heard this story because it's been a real live, like, we always scream at niggas ain't shit, but it's been, like, a real niggas ain't shit, like, week and a half, like, between R. Kelly and Usher and, like, this Kevin Hart shit. But this Kevin Hart shit specifically kind of blew me just because the first thing that surfaced was a photo. And in the photo, you can't really tell what's going on. But then a couple of days later, you get a video which is the same angle as the photo, and you could tell that the photo just caught the right angle at the right time, and that man was not kissing that woman at all. Like, he was not kissing
anyone. In the front seat.
He was in the front seat, and she was in the back, which to me said way more than, like, just thinking, like, on the level of, like, an artist. Like, this is a, first of all, a millionaire, a businessman. Like, you don't know what, this could have been somebody that, this could have been talent. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And they could have, like, had a car, had a driver, and he knew better to not even be in the same level in the car with her. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, I'm gonna sit in the front and you can sit in the back, basically. So I just think that it's really wild. But by the time the video comes out and you see what's really happening, all of these blogs are fucking... are, like, out, and all of these people are like, oh, fuck Kevin Hart, his wife is pregnant, and da-da-da-da. And it's just really, it's really OC, and I really just encourage all of us as people, as the consumer of all of this bullshit, you know what I'm saying? Especially people like us who are podcasting and blogging, and, like, part of our job is to keep up with the fucking shit that's going on.
Right, it's
really important that we understand all scopes and the fact that things like this, like, media does, you know, try to cultivate a story out of nothing.
Oh, yeah, they
and,
will.
And so, you know, it's just important that we think about all of that stuff and... Also, I don't want to talk about this anymore, but us as people have to be more willing to separate people's art from people's personalities. Just because you like R. Kelly's music, don't mean you have to like R. Kelly, and you don't have to spend money on him. It's 2017, and there's so many ways to listen to that same shit for the fucking free. Don't give that man another fucking penny. I know I won't. But anyway.
I want to step in the name of love.
You can for the free, though. Like, everybody already has that. Don't pay him to do anything else. Like, if you have it on CD and stuff, like, he's not going to get a coin. Don't listen to it on Apple Music because then that's generating funds for him. But I'm just saying, you know, you got that on the CD. I mean, I don't think you get, well.
Yeah, you're going to get.
No, but I'm saying.
Not if it's his.
That's what I'm saying. It depends on if it's not his or not. But just, like, in a general, like, on a conscious level, like, when we go to things, go to these shows, go to these events, you know what I'm saying? Sponsored by this person, put on by this person. We don't have to support bullshit. We don't have to support people who do shit that we don't agree with just because they do one thing that we do agree with.
Yeah.
No. Anything for praises due and or truth and dare? Truth and? I pray that I learn how to talk some.
I don't.
That's my praises due. My praises due is definitely... right now to my entire team, just the fact that we are on our, fourth, fifth Black Ink Crew member?
It's dope.
Having a conversation. Sixth Black Ink Crew, thank you. I'm just very appreciative of all of the work that's been put in to, you know, have these conversations and get these things going. Sure. And I'm appreciative of y'all for being receptive to it. Not one person from Black Ink Crew has come in here and, like,
tight.
I don't know, just like, just
tight. I know what you mean.
Just not ready to have a good time and have a good conversation. Like, I'm just super appreciative of that. So,
yeah, we appreciate, you know what I'm saying? Like me personally, I could just speak from experience of just being around those guys daily. Like, we all are people person, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We all, we rock with the people. Like, we, I wouldn't be, you know, nowhere without the support of, you know, anyone. So, you know, shout out to people and just even what y'all are doing. You know, I like it. It's positive, you know, and it's dope.
Thank you.
You know, I mean, it's fresh. You know what I mean? Like, how could I not? I'm mad. I know I was supposed to be in here, I think, last week, but, you know.
I didn't mean it like that.
Sorry.
Yeah. No, and then you came late and went to sleep and catched the entire episode, so this is actually great. You're doing great. We're really appreciative, and and make sure that everybody looks out for the next episode.
Yeah, definitely be looking out. I don't even know. See, honestly, like I don't know what's to see. I really didn't even see the first episode like that.
What were you doing?
Well, you know, you had the premiere party, so it was a lot going on. Yeah. You know what I mean? It repeat. Like, I was watching it, but I couldn't hear, like, you know, verbally everything.
Don't worry, you were located this episode.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, cool. You threw Charmaine off your shoulder when you walked in.
Yeah, people hit me up about
hilarious.
That. Yeah, I felt so bad.
I was not mad at you for it at all.
But Charmaine was like, I think she almost like hit her head on the floor. So she just caught the couch. So. shout out to that catch.
Thank
the couch.
That was good.
Thank God for that, for real.
That was real good.
But yeah, make sure that you continue to do all the things, listeners, Wordies, sure, that you've always done. Please follow us on all the places to be followed. You can catch us on Instagram at Away With Words The Podcast. You can catch me on Instagram at Bree.stories, Twitter at Bree_stories, DreaP at Drea_P, nowhere else, quit fucking with her in other places.
That's right.
Ajanoasia at Ajanoasia, everywhere. And Ford, where can we find you?
I thought you knew mine too.
I'm testing you.
It's just engaged.
I know.
I know
how to spell it, but I don't know how you pronounce it.
Here goes. It's very simple. It's all my social media. Except Facebook, because I forgot my password. But it's Forever Om. It just stands for Forever Me, right?
Yeah,
Forever
Om. I know that's how you say it.
It's Phoreverim.
Because I was like, Forever Him, Forever Me.
Forever.
I just was like,
yeah, some people like Forever Om.
That sounds like a fragrance.
Forever Om.
You should go ahead and.
You know what? You want to know something actually crazy? I actually was about to put out, I say about a couple of years, maybe three, four years ago, right? I was going to put out actually a fragrance for women because I had dropped a mixtape, right? And it was called, I dropped it on Valentine's Day like a couple of years ago.
That's my birthday.
I might do it again. Okay. So when I dropped the project, the project was called Her. And I was like, man, you know what? I could come out with a fragrance for women, and I was gonna name it Her. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I still made
love that.
Yeah, Her. Like, you know, Her. And I'm talking about, I literally had like samples and stuff coming to me. I was trying to mix it up. Yeah, so you know, you never know what the future has to hold.
Like,
I still
for her.
Yeah, for her. Yeah, see, there you go.
Let's talk.
We are creative directors here.
We go see it.
Oh my God, yes. Perfect. So thank you again for coming forward.
Yes.
Thank you, Wordies. Please be on the lookout and get in tune with the contest. It's going to be lit. We are looking forward to gifting you with something special from Strong University. Hit us up. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Say bye for.
Bye.